I don't hear it. I don't hear it, Doug.
Did it again. I did it again. Let's try again. Here we go.
We're Doug and Will, and we are off the rails, off the rails. And we are off the rails, off the rails, yeah, off the rails.
Ooh, welcome! You're listening to Off the Rails, a podcast that's rarely recorded with little preparation and two uninformed guys. I'm Doug, and with me as always, welcome, William! Hi, William, welcome.
Wow, came in hot. You scared me. Holy moly, you came in.
Woo! Again?
Yeah, that's loud. That was so loud.
Oh.
Woo! Hold on.
Turn down the volume. Is that better? Is that still too loud?
Give me a second.
Yikes. You all right, buddy?
I'm all right. I'm true. That's the second scare in 5 minutes.
Yeah, you would think after the first scare when we joined the studio, you'd maybe would have been a little prepared.
Yeah, I was prepared for you to say, "What up, William?" It just came in so hot.
Yeah.
A complete surprise.
Wow, it's my
but
bad.
I'm all right. I'm all right, Doug. Good, summer's good. Doug. I'm excited. How about you?
Yeah, no, I don't get too excited with the summertime because you know what comes with summer is great heat and uncomfortable warmth, and I'm not a big fan of that. I find it much easier to warm up than it is to cool off.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
not a lot of excitement.
It's the number one season in my power ranking, so.
Yeah, no, I'm familiar with that. I know your number one season is, without a shadow of a doubt, summer. You are a big summer fan. Yep. You're all about summer, and summer is here. So
yeah, it's here.
Good, just good, happy for you. Welcome, summer. Here's the summer.
Where do you put it in your power rankings?
It's four. It comes in four.
Boy, that's rough.
Yeah, it comes in dead last in my power rankings.
What's number one?
My number one is winter.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean,
winter, fall, spring, summer.
Winter, fall, spring, summer. I mean, we agree on fall and spring. Fall is definitely number two, and then it's a long drop to number three and four. The gap is wide between three and four. I mean, winter is so far down there.
Yeah.
But it makes sense. You live in Lincoln, Nebraska, where the winters are horrendous and take way too long. And so I guess it makes sense.
Yeah, and you live in the tornado alley where there's nothing but terrible. It seems like anytime I see Arkansas in the news, there's some sort of storm coming that would make me frightful for my life. Yet you also have no preparedness in the form of basements, which baffles me.
Well, it does.
Why
make sense.
We live in a place where tornadoes frequent with a regular basis, yet we don't have basements.
I feel like you're attacking me on this one, but I'm in complete agreement. And I do want to point out spring is number three in my power rankings. There's not a lot of tornadoes in the summertime, which is actually number
fair.
One.
That's fair. Yeah. That's fair. That's fair. Yeah.
And look, one of the spring is number three is due to the poor weather. Just awful weather. Starts with coldness, ends with tornadoes. That's why it's number three in the rankings, and that's where it's going to stay.
That's fair. That's fair. Yeah. William,
yes.
A lot's been going on since last time we spoke.
Woo! Man, Doug.
A lot has been going on.
What a 2 weeks it's been, Douglas.
Yeah, this is the, number one on the list of things. This weekend was the 70th annual Luling Watermelon Thump.
Oh wow, that's number one on the list.
Number one thing of it's not the same for you. Number one thing that's happened since we've been gone.
I don't Luling even see it.
My 30th high school reunion.
Oh,
was
so
this
you're
weekend.
You're in Luling, right? You didn't say you were in Luling.
What? Yeah.
How's it going?
I didn't make it.
What? 30th? 30th high school reunion, and you're like, eh, no.
No, I'm not like, eh, no. I wanted to go. I just failed in my my attempt to do so, and I didn't make it. And quite frankly, I was a little upset with the amount of people that did make it. It was a pretty poor showing, in my opinion, class of 93, that...
I mean, you can't really go after your class. If
That's fair. That's fair. I'm part of that blame. I'm equally a part of the blame of the poor showing. 62 people in our graduating class, and it looked like there was 15 that made it to the
That's parade. Almost 5%, Doug. That's not bad.
Is that pretty good?
I think that's okay.
Yeah, I don't know what the average. I don't know what the average percentage of small class reunion sizes are.
Yeah, I don't. My class was 500 people. I think I would be thrilled if 150 people showed up to it.
Yeah, no, that's a big difference between.
That would be bad.
150.
My 25th is coming up in October, the weekend of October 14th. Doug, I'll reporting live from the scene for that one for you.
Nice. Does yours come during some sort of annual festival, such as ours does?
No, we don't get an annual festival. It's just the homecoming weekend for Russellville.
Oh, okay. So every homecoming. Yes. In Russellville is when the high schools do their reunions.
Pretty much. I believe that's correct. We're now that we're at 25, it now goes to the every 5 years get together. So,
yeah, I'm hoping I'll make the 35th because we do 5 year reunions as well.
A small class. So my mom also graduated from a small class prior to Oklahoma. They meet every year at this point. I don't know if that changed. Like 50, but it seems like the smaller schools kind of do a reunion every year, right? Is that incorrect?
But yeah, I don't really know. I mean, the Watermelon Thump, the annual Watermelon Thump, the last weekend of June, the last full weekend of June every year is just a kind of a reunion period for people to come back to town. So classmates do get together, but they don't actually have like, this is our 31st anniversary or 32nd anniversary. They do it in increments of five because I know we had a float in the parade in our 25th. And somebody made reference to our 35th. So,
did you go to the 25th?
I unfortunately have not made a single reunion, whether it was 10, 20, or 30.
What?
So that's really, I'm really, really upset by all of that. I mean, I give myself an absolute failing grade and disappointment. An embarrassing showing from the kid. I mean, it's just poor. It's very poor.
It's ridiculous, Steve. Yeah. Ed, so you've had like four work reunions, but you've never gone to a high school reunion.
Well, my work reunions are held in the same town. And they're not held in the, I don't know if you know the weather in Texas this weekend was atrocious. I believe Austin hit 118.
That's what I just said. Yeah.
Yeah. I think the high in Luling on Saturday was 111.
Yeah, I wouldn't. If we did high school reunions in the summertime, I feel like the attendance would definitely be worse. October is a good time for reunions, I think.
Another quick question, follow-up. Did you watch Tiptoes?
Yeah. Erica and I watched it, I believe, the night of our last pod. I think we turned it on.
Good. And how was Tiptoes?
So it was not good. It wasn't, I didn't understand what I was watching. I didn't understand the story. I didn't understand the plot. I wasn't sure what we were trying to get at. I feel like, when you talked about the fact that they had to take it from 150 minutes to 90 minutes, I feel like we lost a lot of what the main crux of the story was.
No way. We absolutely got the main crux of the story. Imagine you've got a normal size male who got with a normal size female. They became impregnated. Yep. She then learns that he comes from a family of little people.
Yep.
100%. He's the only normal size person of the group, and it's a large group.
Yeah.
She now has fears that it's going to create her to have a little person baby. And then she meets the family, learns that that's okay because they're great.
Yeah.
And then, but Matthew can't come to grips with the fact that he's the only normal sized one in the family and feels guilt for that.
Yeah.
And it's just it's a love story. It's a drama about the fears of being a little person.
Yeah.
And how it's okay. And it turns into a nice little love story right at the very ending and then just ends.
Well, it's not a nice little love story right at the end. She cheats on Matthew McConaughey with his little person brother.
Yeah, but they're happy.
That's not a nice love story, but what are they gonna do? Matthew McConaughey is the father of the child. Now she's going to have an affair with his brother who's a little person.
Yeah, I'm waiting for Tiptoes 2 to come out.
There has to be a sequel. On top of that, look, I think if Matthew McConaughey's character was really concerned about the fact that he could potentially pass on the gene in offspring, it seems weird that he would be having unprotected sex.
Oh. Yeah, I hadn't thought of that, but I guess I don't...
Seems troubling.
Sure, I guess that's legit.
Because he didn't want to have a little person baby. He didn't want that life.
He didn't want that life. But the fact that he was so unwilling to, once that life was created, and he did in fact make a little baby that will remain little its entire life, and he didn't want to be a part of that. And it was very disheartening that he wasn't able to turn it around. And be a loving, supporting father.
Curious the struggles of the little person. I mean, when Kate Beckinsale is your mom and Matthew McConaughey is your dad and you're just a little person, I feel like that's going to be a lot of self-esteem issues getting on with life.
It is, but it's a good thing that she's hooked up with his twin little person brother. So now there can be some normalcy in the little person child's life.
Why did Gary Oldman have to be a little person when they cast so many different little people?
Well, that's, I agree. I mean, in today's day and age, we get upset whenever we get an actor to portray something they're not, like it's a white man to be an Indian, a skinny man to be a fat man. You know what I mean? And so for them to hire Gary Oldman, a full-size actor, to walk around on his knees, and act like a little person today just couldn't be done. And why they did it then, I don't know. You're right. There's nothing. I don't know if I've ever seen more little people hired to be in a movie. And yet you hire a full size person to be a little person. It's baffling, but it's Gary Oldman. They're like, wow, that's Gary Oldman. This is a great actor.
They had a really great actor in the movie, the Game of Thrones guy.
Peter Dinklage. They just couldn't pass up having him as the French gangster.
But we don't know why, what his role in the movie was. Like, what was his purpose?
There was no purpose. Peter Dinklage as the French gangster motorcycle villain, bad guy, served no purpose. And Patricia Arquette, those two characters, I don't know why they were in that movie. It's the worst written movie I've ever seen in my life. And I couldn't stop watching it.
Yeah. Yeah, we made it all the way through. There were a lot of questions afterwards. There's just not going to be any answers until we see the toast.
Yeah, good. Good, good, good. What else has happened while we were away?
Doug, look, the world's attention is on this submersible story.
Yeah.
Can you take it? Tell me, Doug, was it forefront of your mind and attention this week? Or was there something else?
No, it was 100% Titanic submersible from start to finish. It covered our work chat board, our Discord channel at work, where we use Discord to communicate, was just riddled with speculation and thoughts and stories and links shared of updates. I am proud to say that I, Douglas Murray, am the first person in Discord to announce, thanks to TMZ, the number one source in all things news, that they did, in fact, when they finally said that they are dead, that there was an implosion, that the things found, the debris field was part of the submersible. TMZ, for me, was the first news source to let me know that. And I, of course, chatted on Discord, thanks to TMZ, the number one source for all things news. It has been confirmed that they have been passed for whatever reasonings. And I was the person that alerted the company to that. So that makes me, you know, feel kind of, I don't know, like I'm just...
You're the number one source to go to at your work when it comes to submersible news.
I am now. I have just made it known that I am going to be the expert in that field.
Yeah. Here's the thing, though, with this story. This was what I believe Twitter was really intended for.
Oh. A
story like this to come and just completely take over your timeline. The Twitter has gone so far away from what its original purpose was. It was a story like this that brought the Twitter sphere back together to be there for everybody to be providing their expertise on submersibles, their opinions, their theories, what they think should have happened, to start their opinions on billionaires. And I mean, this was Twitter to the 100, this story was. It was outstanding. It was just an outstanding week. I got back on social media for this story.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is what brought you back to social media.
Yes, submersible. I've been all in ever since.
I forget that Twitter exists, and I forget that Twitter should be a place to go to in these cases.
You went through this without Twitter.
Not one single time did I go to Twitter for 1 ounce of information. The only place I go to Twitter is to see videos of bad things that I can't see elsewhere.
What?
Not like a disaster, like when something happens that the news shows, but they don't want to. Okay, here's an example. The dude that got eaten by a shark in Europe recently, and the woman from the shore got a video of it, but you're hard-pressed to see that video on any normal news site. But if you go to Twitter, they show the video no problem.
You went to Twitter so you could watch a man getting eaten by a shark?
Yes.
What? In the world?
Yes, yes. If there's a video of something that maybe breaking news, this is a video, watch, turn away if you don't want to see it, but they won't show it. I know that I can go to Twitter and it's going to be on there.
You want to see that. You describe what you saw with the video? I mean, what we got?
Yeah, I know it wasn't that bad at all. It's terrible because you're watching a man get eaten by a shark. But yes, it's a man swimming in the ocean. She is videotaping him for whatever reason. And next thing you know, you can see a shark fin and you can see him get jostled about. And then you can see him get completely inverted upside down with his legs hanging out of completely vertical out of the water while the shark is now taking him under. Then he comes back up. You can hear him screaming for his life, help. And then you can see the shark coming back at him a few more times, and then the shark takes him under in the video, and you may or may not see some blood in the water.
Was this man killed? This man was,
yes.
Was this man found?
They found him, as well as part of his body, I think a limb inside of the shark. But yes, he was killed, and they found they got the shark and killed the shark.
They killed the shark.
They did kill the shark. Yes.
Why? Do we know why they killed? Why do they kill the animals when they do something normal in their natural habitat?
I mean, that's a good question, and I agree with that. The animal did nothing wrong. We invaded the animal's territory. But unfortunately, as humans, we feel we need to end that animal's life before it takes another one of ours. Yes, we will continue to invade its land, its waters, and it will continue to eat our humans if we go into their water. So we just need to get rid of that so we can enjoy the water without being eaten. It's not right. I don't see why, you know, when they take down an animal in Yosemite because a dipshit tourist wanted to get a picture next to the bear and thought that there was going to be no problem, that the bear wasn't going to do anything, that they could go stand next to a buffalo, a bison, and the bison's not going to do anything, and then they got to take down the animal because it trampled a human. That's bullshit. It's just not right at all.
Let me ask you something, Douglas. When you go to Twitter, specifically so you can see a human being eaten by a shark,
uh-huh.
When you are done with that video, what's next on the list for the day? What are you doing next?
We just head back over to Snapchat or wherever else we were at. You know, we just head back over. We just go back to whatever we were doing before that. We just carry on normal. We may, you know, there's times maybe there's a cartel video that they don't show the whole video on TMZ. Mm-hmm. You go over to Twitter, you can see the whole cartel shootout.
Yeah.
You know.
So life is there's, is there a moment of reflection or like a thought? I mean, do you need to step away for a second, or is it just all right, video's over, let me just get back to Snapchat?
No, I probably go like, man, that sucks. And yeah. Then turn it off and go right back to where I was at, Snapchat or Instagram Reels or Fakebook. Yeah. We just carry on. We just go on with our life.
One of the reasons I bring this up, Doug, is because the submersible, a lot of people didn't seem to have a lot of concern about the five people that died in this story.
Right, because they were all rich.
Yeah, and people just really have a distaste for rich people doing.
Yeah, things. I saw something about how I've seen a lot of the Bill Hader dancing memes or GIFs. Which one is it? When it's moving, GIFs. It's a GIF. Yes. I think it's a GIF. A lot of the Bill Hader with this certain music when he's dancing and they have shit. Well, in this one is Bill Hader dancing. It was like when the ghosts. When the poor ghosts of the Titanic find out that the billionaire, now there's five billionaires joining them or something like that. It was really tasteless. And they hadn't said that they were dead or alive yet. And we're already seeing these things. It's very tasteless and terrible. And I agree with you. But yeah, I think in my opinion, it's just because they're rich, they're billionaires, they're millionaires. And nobody gives a shit if we lose a billionaire.
That's wild.
I mean, it is wild.
I guess the theory is that billionaires could give two shits about us common folk. So why should we give two shits about a billionaire dying? But if you're a billionaire, Douglas, are you just doing anything possible to do things? Or like, I feel like if I had billions of dollars, man, my risk radar would be to the, I would not want to risk my life at all. I want to enjoy those billions of dollars. I wouldn't, there's very little things I would do as a billionaire. I'd go to concerts, but
yeah.
You're not putting
your life at risk so you can't enjoy your billions again.
Like, there's no way I'm getting in this submersible. What in the heck is a submersible, Douglas?
It's something that goes underwater and you can be submersed inside of it.
Why isn't it called a submarine?
Well, because it's not, a submarine is built for different purposes than a submersible.
What's the difference?
Well, that I don't know. I mean, that's a good question. It's a question I've never thought of before. It's a great question. I don't know. I mean, I think there's got to be a difference between a submersible and a submarine. Maybe there's size difference. Maybe yeah. Because it didn't have porthole windows, it's not a submarine. Maybe because it can't go fast enough, the same speed as a submarine. Maybe because of the descent rate. Maybe because of what it's made out of. Maybe just because of the purpose, because it's for research. It's a submersible, but if it was for patrolling the waters for bad guys, it's a submarine. I don't know. I don't know what the reasons are. And that's a good question. I can't wait for you to figure out what the answer to that is.
Hold on.
Before I lose my train of thought, because if I don't say it, I lose it. To speak to what you also said about why are billionaires doing this, I think there comes a point in time in a billionaire's life when they've done it all, right? Like they've traveled, they've gone out on a yacht. Those things don't give them the joy that they need because they've done it all. So now it's like, What's some shit I can do that nobody else can do? What's some shit I can say I've been a part of? I've seen the Titanic, but there's only a handful of people that can say they've gone down to see the Titanic, and I'm one of them. But also they consider themselves, they give themselves, people give them the coin, the adventurers. They're adventure seekers. The Hamish, the English dude Hamish, had gone up in Jeff Bezos, which I don't know, whichever his spaceship is. Blue Origin.
Okay. Sure.
So I don't know. He's one of the people that's gone up in space. He's already been down to Titanic before, I thought, but he's done other shit like that. He's just an adventure seeker that goes and does all this wild shit, and money can get you down in the Titanic in what theoretically is a safe way. They've told me it's safe. They've gone down there before. I'm not really physically exerting myself, but I'm doing an adventure like no other, and I can afford it. So they do it. Now, the one thing that I also say that is terrifying and shitty is to hear allegedly the 19-year-old was scared and didn't want to go, but only went because he wanted to make his father happy for Father's Day or some shit like that.
Yeah, so I saw that story too, but in my opinion, I would think everybody had some sort of reservation, right? Like, it sucks for the 19-year-old because his life is just beginning. He's got a billionaire father. He's doing some event that he's not really looking forward to. I just feel like if the pilot or the driver pops up and shows you he has an Xbox controller to drive the vehicle, I just feel like there's going to be a lot of concerns and questions at that
point. I saw somebody, so on Discord, somebody made a comment about the Logitech controller, yeah. And I hadn't seen that yet. And I thought they were just being smart asses and just saying stuff because they thought it was funny. And whenever I found out that evening or the next day that it was in fact a wireless remote control, mm-hmm. a Logitech 2005, I think, early 2000s model, cordless goddamn controller, I was like, what the fuck are they? No. And then I saw the inside of it, and there's like two computer monitor screens and a fucking Logitech controller, and that's about it. You've got to be no. A wireless control. I'm going down deeper than anything can go with a wireless Logitech controller. Oh, you have a backup? Mm. There's two of them in there. Oh, okay. Let's go.
Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah. I know. That's insanity.
And you heard about the dude who had a ticket to go but opted not to. Now, the tickets yep. were $250,000. I'm not sure how you come to that for your ticket cost. That seems expensive. But do you think the person who decided not to go was able to get his $250,000 back?
Oh, had he? I've saw stories about two people, a father-son who from Vegas that were offered a discounted rate of $150,000 per person.
Nice.
To go. But the kid had reservations and had said, so they showed text messages between the guy that died, the co-owner, CEO dude of Ocean Gate, and the father that didn't end up going from Vegas. He was like, yeah, we're going to do it for $150,000 per person. Can we get you guys scheduled to go down? And the guy was like, no, my son's is suddenly scared. He's been talking to some people. They've been saying stuff. And he responded with like, yeah, I would be curious to hear what the uninformed people out there have to say. Those that don't know the facts, what kind of lies they're going to be telling your son about how it's unsafe. And he was like, and then the dad came back as, oh, somebody was talking about sperm whales and octopus. And I know how stupid that is, but now it's in my son's head. And the guy's like, yeah, that's dumb. Sperm whale and octopus can't go that deep. And this is safer than, I don't remember what examples he used, but this is safer than crossing the street. This is safer than riding a helicopter. And there's never been any casualties for that classification of whatever kind of dive they're doing. No civilian casualties ever this is safe. You know, you guys should do it. And it wasn't. And
so, how many times do we know how many times this guy had done this in this submersible?
The CEO?
Yeah.
We do. I don't know what the number, but it's double digits.
Well, that's crazy. So it was the Young Bucks. The Young Bucks were apprehensive. So the Young Buck in Vegas saved his dad's life.
Yep.
So I don't know what you do for the dad at that point. If you're the dad, you probably thank him every day with love and money and whatever. The other dad didn't listen. He wanted to do it. They're both unfortunately passed away. A lot of people were also mad that these billionaires would waste $250,000 instead of giving to charity, Doug.
Well, and you know, and I boohoo that. Don't yuck my yum. I got $250,000. I got billions of dollars. I'm not giving it all the way to charity. I'm sure you would like to think that they've done their fair share, and yes, they've donated and they've given the money to charity and to special occasions and special events. But I've got enough of it that my $250,000, fuck you, I'm using it. I'm going down there. You know, yeah. I that drives me crazy. And people are like, well, they shouldn't be going on a private jet to Italy. They should. Fuck you. I'm going to be on a private jet to Italy because I can afford it and it's fun and that's what I want to do. I don't have to give. Not every ounce of my money needs to be given away because there's people out there that don't have it. It sucks. We should all do our fair share to help people, but it doesn't mean I've got to give my entire fortune away. What's the point of me being rich if I'm giving it away to other people?
You're right. I agree with you. That was one of the main talking points at the work, at my work, was what's it called when you give charity away? When you give to charity, what's it called? Something. I can't remember now. But
philanthropy?
Yeah, philanthropy. That was one of their talking points. But I was like, man, $250,000 to a billionaire is basically like the equivalent of a concert ticket.
It's pocket change. I mean, we see rappers walking around with $100,000 in their Louis Vuitton bag.
On Dave, on one of the episodes, Rick Ross gave him a gold chain that was valued at like $200,000.
Sure. Yeah, or they're rocking jewelry that between their there's people out there that are wearing $450,000 Richard Mille watches. You know, I mean, so yes, I understand their point, but it's ridiculous. $250,000 to a billionaire is $100 is $50 to me.
Sure.
So not that big of a deal. But also.
We have secret submarines just chilling in the ocean?
No, I don't know that.
Well, I mean, so one of the stories was that one of our secret sub, or one of our Navy secret subs, when it came out that the story that they had found the wreckage, it turned out that one of the secret subs had heard the implosion hours after its descent into the ocean.
See, now I heard that that was the U.S. Coast Guard that heard the implosion.
I thought it was one of
and
our,
not a secret sub.
Where did I get the secret sub story from?
I don't know. I so didn't bring it up. You did.
Turned into the fact that for conspiracy theorists out there, that from Twitter anyway, Twitter conspiracy theorists then became that this was all a setup and a distraction from the Hunter Biden story, Douglas.
Oh my God! Really? Yeah. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. Yeah, we would. Wow. All of this to cover up the Hunter Biden story.
Yeah. Yeah. The Hunter Biden story was swept away because the submersible story happened this week. So the Hunter Biden
Why should any of us give a shit about what Hunter Biden's done in his life?
I don't
know. How does that affect the political landscape? Because Hunter Biden was a fucking deviant drug addict who had sexual deviancies, didn't pay his taxes, and fucking loved drugs and hookers. Who gives a shit? Why is that newsworthy? Because his last name's Biden?
Yeah, that's it. That's
but what is, why is Biden a bad person? Because his son likes fucking hookers and cocaine.
I don't know. It makes it sound like he's perhaps a terrible father, maybe to his adult son, perhaps. But it's just a way to attack the opponent, really. But yeah, that's the thing.
God, it's so ridiculous. It's so ridiculous. What
did you hear that woke also became a story because the CEO has some quotes out there that he doesn't employ white people in their 50s because they want so diversity and wokeness. A lot of people came out and said this happened because of wokeness. Did you see this?
No, I'm not sure I understand what you're saying. That this is to deter people from being woke?
Yeah, to deter people from being woke. People who are against wokeness attacked the CEO of the company for killing five people and himself for wokeness because he wanted diversity in his workplace working on a ship.
Oh, so because he was a man that believed in having diversity in the employees that he hired, this happened?
Yes, that's correct.
If he would have just hired people that didn't want diversity, shit would have gone done right? No, I hadn't heard that one, but I'm latching on to it. That makes a lot of sense.
What the fuck?
That's amazing. I saw somebody said, they're like, come on, really? You think billionaires are gonna go down there without a contingency plan? You think these billionaires don't love their billions and spending their billions and having billions so much that they're getting a fucking tube with no windows, with a goddamn remote control, and they're gonna and no seats or nothing, and they're just gonna go down and risk their billions to go down to that boat? Bullshit. Something else is going on here.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
But I mean, the waiver says right away, and that's unfortunate. My very first thought when I heard about this was, I hope Ocean Gate had him sign the waivers.
Yeah.
You know, because obviously there's a waiver for this. And apparently it's ironclad. I mean, it states right away, you could die. These are the things that can happen. And death, they stress death.
Yeah.
But there's a waiver. I saw a headline, but I didn't read it. There's another angle that they could get sued for, but I don't remember what it was. That's too bad that I can't remember. It's like they're safe from.
When the CEO dies, does the company have any money?
Well, yeah. What do you mean? What do you mean?
Well, I mean,
what kind of understand. Like, well, you think the CEO has all the money in his wallet?
Well, no.
And he carried the wallet with him?
What did this company do is my question. Like, he was the CEO of this company. They made a submersible. It goes down in the Titanic to look at the Titanic. But they're not making, like, they weren't making millions upon millions of dollars with this company. It's just a company that had obviously a very wealthy CEO who put in this company. Right? I mean, is that not correct? Like, you could sue Gate, but they're not going to have any money to give anybody.
Right. I mean, there's a co-owner. He wasn't the only one that was involved in the ownership of this company. So there's a co-owner of Ocean Gate who's still alive because he didn't go down. And he's already, you know, obviously he's been saying shit about everything. But they do experiments. They do... I think maybe they're getting grant money. Maybe people are paying them to do some sort of researching. If I'm correct, they were also doing scanning, full ship scanning of the boat because it is deteriorating. And eventually that boat, even though, you know, the ocean's so powerful that it will eat away at that steel that, you know, the material that boat is made out of. It will deteriorate. And at some point in time, it will not be there any longer. Now, it's been down there for over, 111 years, and it's still there. It's going to take a lot of time, but it's happening. And so they're scanning the entire ship. You've had to have seen that there are, you know, there's renderings, there's models of what it looks like on the ocean floor right now. We've all seen James Cameron standing in front of it or behind it, looking over the model. And so now that, you know, it's like, okay, well, it's time to update that model. Let's make a new one so we can show the deterioration from the last one to the new one. And that takes a lot of time to do that 3D scanning. There's sometimes where they didn't even find it. Like, you know, it takes 2.5 hours to go down there. So we get in, we get bolted in. And another thing, Why would you create something that you can only get out from the outside? Well, I mean, this is poor craftsmanship.
Well, hold on. So this part of the story confused me, because if you're thousands of meters down in the ocean, why do you really? Nothing's going to happen for you to get out. You're going to die immediately anyway. Like, why do you need to get out from the inside if something has gone catastrophically wrong down in the ocean?
Because if it didn't happen at that far depth, and it did not implode, and there is the possibility that it lost some sort of functionality and it was able to resurface. And the ocean is a large, vast area where you could go days without being found.
Okay.
If my boat, my submersible, has 48 hours of oxygen, and after, 2 hours of being in the water, something happens and it goes up, and they can't find me and I can't get out, that would really fucking suck ass if I was floating along the ocean looking out of a little bitty hole praying somebody was going to find us and they never did and we suffocated because we're bolted in from the outside.
I got you. That makes sense. I'm looking at the history of OceanGate. I guess I just thought this was like kind of a one-off company with a very small employment, but apparently it started in 2009. They raised nearly $19.3 million in 2020. They also got a PPP for like $450,000 back when people were getting those loans waived.
For Corona?
Yeah. It says 14 expeditions, more than 200 dives across the Pacific. Another interesting theory, Doug, they were talking about how much oxygen they had that could last until Thursday. But there was the theory also that if they started killing each other, like one person could actually survive in there for up to 20 days.
Oh, nice. Is that an also from Twitter?
Yeah, that was another one.
Twitter. Because so who hasn't? No, regular news story ever shared that. I didn't hear that on Nightly News, ABC's Nightly News with David Muir.
Yeah.
That so theory was not. That's a good theory.
Yeah, that's a pretty awesome theory because obviously it would have been no holds barred at that point. Or if the CEO, I don't know. It seems like the CEO would obviously know that the most, but it seems like other people would also be able to probably piece that together. All right, we have enough oxygen to last for 5 days for the five of us, but if we got rid of some people, that means we're going to have more. I think that would have been an interesting conversation on how they would come to figure out who to kill. Would have been interesting.
Yeah. I mean, I guess when it's all said and done, right, we all have to have a little, you got to be thankful that they imploded, because it is instant death. And now we're seeing all these implosion videos, right? Now Everything is showing what a can, a Coke can looks like whenever it implodes. What a train car that carries some sort of gaseous material looks like when it implodes. It's like, all right, everybody, you don't understand what it means. Let's give you some peace of mind that it's instantaneous. And here's now a visual aid of my timeline just being filled with things imploding so that you know how quick of a death it is. And I think there was articles. There's a story about a reporter that had gone down in that very submersible. That when they went down, a strong underwater current pushed them into the propeller of the boat of the Titanic, which the prop of the Titanic was ginormous. Like obviously it's a big fucking propeller. And it shoved them into the propeller and then they got trapped behind it for I think over an hour or 2 hours where they couldn't get free. And the dude was like, I knew we were dead. I thought we're fucking dead. This is how I'm going to die. Trapped on the fucking propeller of the Titanic. There's stories about how, obviously it's pitch black. When you're that far underwater, the sun's not breaking through to that depth. There's no light whatsoever. And there are underwater currents down there. And there are times when that submersible did not find the Titanic in enough a lot of time for them to really get to stay down there and view it. Like, somebody only had 10 minutes. Once they found the Titanic, they had 10 minutes to look at it before it was like, okay, we've got to go back up. That's some shit. Like, I paid $250,000 to sit in this tube the size of a van with one window, no seats. And I only got to see it for 10 minutes because you couldn't find it. You don't have a better way of locating this by now? How many times you can't find it?
James Cameron's been down there 33 times.
33 times. James Cameron made his own submersible.
Yeah, and it costs like $10 million or something like that. I wonder why a billionaire just wouldn't pay James Cameron to go down with him instead. Like, it seems like he's an expert on getting.
Well, why wouldn't OceanGate make the same craft that James Cameron made? He's gone down 33 times. You know it works. Why didn't we just duplicate what he made?
That's a good question. Maybe there's some legalities there. Maybe he's got that. Maybe he's got that machine trademarked for only him.
The problem was the CEO of the company was he drank his own Kool-Aid. He was blinded by reality and only believed his theories and his way was the right way and wouldn't listen to what people would say about the safety concerns of the craft. There was an employee of the company that sued them because of the fact that he ignored safety warnings, and it was settled out of court. So we don't even know what happened with that. There's people that have told him, hey, the carbon fiber that you're making the whole of this submersible out of cannot withstand all of these trips that it's taking. Like, it's going to create little cracks with every time you go down there. It's going to get worse. It's going to weaken the material. It's put under so much pressure that it's not the same after it returns. You know what I mean? Let's say it's 5% less effective every time it goes down. And eventually it's not going to be able to withstand the pressure because it's weakened by X amount all of the times you've taken it down. And he ignored that stuff and didn't do anything to check the little cracks in the boat and say, and he was like, no, it's fine. It's strong enough. The glass window was made out of plexiglass. He was so caught up in the way that he did it was the right way. He's like, this is amazing. This glass is plexiglass, but it's like 10 inches thick. And when it goes down, it actually pushes in like a quarter of an inch because of the pressure. It's amazing, but it's strong. It's going to be just fine. They told me don't make it out of carbon fiber, but I did, and I've proven them wrong. It works. Well, sure, it worked, but it's not going to work forever because it's not strong enough.
Yes, so it seems like he was a smart guy, which is probably why he didn't listen to anybody else.
Yeah.
Had a bachelor's degree in aerospace engineering from Princeton and an MBA from the Haas School of Business at the University of California, Berkeley. But obviously his thoughts had some flaws to them. And
yeah. He was too smart for his own good.
Yeah.
Too smart. What do we think about the billionaire's stepson who went to the Blink-182 concert and then right after he posted something about his father, immediately took his shot to an OnlyFans model?
Yeah. Yeah, he's an interesting character. Look, Blink-182, they're on their reunion tour. I understand you got your stepfather who's down. We don't know that he's dead yet, so maybe it's okay.
Okay, now pause. At the time it originally happened, the public, us, we didn't know if he was dead or not. But they make it sound as if they told the families that they heard the implosion. I get the understanding that they claim they heard the implosion, right? We lost contact with him after X amount of time. Right around the exact same time we lost contact with him, we heard what we think could have been the implosion. Maybe at the time they weren't certain about it, but it's my understanding, and I could be wrong, that they told the family all of this. Like, they let them know there's a very good chance that they, like, this imploded, but we can't see, you know, it's kind of like a doctor who runs a test on you and says, well, I think you have cancer, but without, you know, until we do further tests, I can't be 100% certain, but I would say that you've got blank cancer. And so we think it imploded, but we can't be for sure yet until we, you know, do further research to figure out if it did or did not. So there is a possibility that this kid knew that there was a high chance that this submarine imploded, yet he still went to Blink 182. Go.
Yeah, and I believe he tried to start a war with Cardi B as well. All he needed to really undo was just get off of social media while this was happening. There was just, but it, who knows, maybe he needed the attention. He definitely got it. He became a story within itself. The stupid stepson who's going to a concert, shooting shots at OnlyFans and going after Cardi B. Yeah, what a dude. What a weirdo.
Is it any better, and this is terrible what I'm going to ask, but is it any better that it was just his stepdad and not his real dad? Like, we don't know what kind of relationship he had with his stepdad. Do we know how long has he been his stepdad?
It does make it better because you are correct. We don't know anything about the relationship or what the presence was. So there could just be a relationship, or a relationship of being stepdad, stepson, and there being absolutely no bond at all between the two. We don't know that. That's up for the stepson to kind of describe to people.
But I think even though, as I think through this, because I haven't really, I've thought that to myself, but I haven't really gone any further than that. And so while you were talking, I was thinking about, you know, my mother was married 4 times. I've had 3 stepdads, and I gotta be honest with you, none of them really got that much play from me. I didn't really, you know, whatever. They're cool. They're my stepdad. But they weren't anybody that I was proud to say, like, this is my stepdad. I didn't have that father-son bond with any of them. They were my mom's husband. They were my stepdad. Cool.
How old as well?
This went from, I went through all different ages with it. The last stepdad being, I had already graduated from high school whenever she took on the 4th husband.
Yeah, I kind of feel like, for that, it just really doesn't matter at that point.
Yeah, so I'm the same age as, I could see myself as the same age as this kid that went to the Blink 182 concert. And in my mind, I'm like, I'll be honest with you, if it was my stepdad, I'd have gone to the concert as well. And I'd have had no shame in my game of going there. But now when I think about it out loud, but now that also makes you a piece of shit because you should be there for your mother now. At this point in time, you're not going to the show because of your stepdad. You're not going to the show because of your mother and your love for your mother and the understanding that your mother has just lost her spouse that she theoretically should love because it's her spouse. And so you don't go to that show and you don't get on social media and do dumb shit because you're supporting your mother and you should be there by your mother's side if you can afford to, which obviously he could. So that makes him a piece of shit in my mind. But not so much because it was his stepdad and he was outgoing and doing it. Because I'd be honest with you, I'd have done the same thing if it was my stepdad, but
yeah, he needed to get off social media for like a week.
Yeah.
Let all do its thing and then go back to your regular life a week or two. That's where he messed up. And it became the center of attention, became the center of a story. And then he kind of fed into it worse. How old is this kid? Do we know?
I have no clue. I got him in his early 20s.
Get that firm. You just make that up?
100%. Yeah, no, I didn't make it up. It's just what I've projected upon him from reading the stories. And I think we got to see a picture of him whenever he went to, I'm pretty sure TMZ, the number one source for all things news, showed a picture of him when they did a story on him about Blink 182. And from that, I put him in his early 20s. Now, in this time, I should have wasted enough that you've now found the answer. And go.
Almost there. Almost there.
God.
His name is Brian. And his age is His name is Brian. His age is 37.
Oh my God. What? What? No wonder he doesn't give a shit. He's 37.
Changes everything.
What?
Tell you what, his picture, he does not look anything close to 37. He's got the haircut of a dude who looks like he's 18 to 22. The stepson of sub-passenger, Hamish is only 21 years older than he is. Hamish Harding is 58.
I want to know how long was this guy his stepdad? He's 37. Has he been his stepdad since he was 10? Has he been his stepdad since he was 31?
Let's look. Let's see if we can find it. You're going to talk about something else for a moment.
Gosh, way to put me on the spot. I don't know what else to talk about as far as all of that's concerned. And it still goes. It's still, the memes are still coming. The jokes are still coming. The jokes are harder than ever now. It seems like maybe those jokes should stop now that it is such a tragedy, because it is a tragedy, but yet they continue to come. And unfortunately, I continue to smile and or laugh when I see them, but I know that when I'm doing it, it's wrong. That should make it better when you're like, oh, that's wrong.
Yeah. I wonder if Hamish, this just says a very long time, which is not helpful. I wonder if Hamish has his own Wikipedia page. Let's see here.
Oh,
they do have two children together.
Hamish isn't the father, by the way.
Yeah, he's the stepfather.
Hamish is the stepfather of the kid that went to the concert?
Stepfather of the 37-year-old that went to the concert.
Oh, I didn't realize it was Hamish.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Hamish definitely has a Wikipedia page. He's got to.
He does. Hold on. I'm trying to get... This is a little bit more difficult than I was expecting.
You can't just type Hamish Wikipedia?
No, I'm on Wikipedia. I'm just kind of looking for where it talks about how long he's been married to his wife.
Isn't that on the right-hand side? It'll say spouse, and then it says the year they got married?
That's the problem. It only says Linda Harding is the spouse. It does not give me the year they were married.
Ah, that's, come on, Wikipedia.
I know.
That's some bullshit. Is this going to be our only story of the show? Are we going to do, because you were right. Pre-show, you talked about this, and I was like, there's no way. I was like, we're going to go an hour on this. And you were like, yes, we can absolutely do it. And I didn't, be honest with you, I didn't think you were correct. We've absolutely gone 58 minutes talking about the submersible, and that's all, which is, it's, wow, way to go.
I mean, if you want to talk about something else, we certainly can if you want. What do you want to talk about? I still want to know how long these two have been married so we can get a better understanding of the 37-year-old stepson. But I can't find it, Doug. My Google skills not working.
Yeah, and I believe that after. Now that I think about it, why we left you to do the Googling is beyond me. I listened to the last episode of No Judgments Here, a podcast about music, music news, music tours, music reviews, all things music, with your co-host Mike, and you couldn't find information to save your life, it felt like. You were Googling stuff, and it seemed like it was a bit of a struggle when you were Googling. Mike even commented on it.
I'm a great Googler. Outstanding. I used to think that if I could find a job where people out there just Google things for people, I could be one of the best people out there for it.
Wow. I think, well, okay. The key word there is, I think, is that you used to. I'm assuming that by now you've realized you're not, and you wouldn't.
I still feel like my Google skills are pretty outstanding.
Well,
we can talk about something else if you want to.
I'm curious. I'm looking at the list that you have on the Off the Rails Topics, Links, and Other BS shared doc. I have no idea what a Mariah Mills Zion is.
Mariah Mills is a porn actress. She's having an affair with Zion Williamson. This is a Twitter page, apparently. Zion recently shared on his social media pages a gender reveal party with his baby mama, and Mariah has gone off the hinges regarding this. She's been all over Zion. I think there's a meme out there that says Mariah's tweets about Zion is 137. The amount of NBA games that Zion has played is at 116. So she's tweeted more about the Zion situation. She claims there's sex tapes. She's trying to get the NBA. She wants to release the sex tape. She's been suspended from Twitter. The harassment has gotten so deep. She is a porn actress, so it's not a surprise. Zion and all famous people out there, you got to be really careful with these Instagram models and porn stars. They're going to come after you. They're going to come after you. And Mariah's, she's off the chains, my friend. You should definitely, I know you're not on Twitter. Surely it's somewhere. Twitter's really the good place to go for this particular story, but it's been wonderful entertainment for the week.
So I'm familiar with it just from obviously TMZ, the number one source for all things news, has referenced it, but I haven't felt the need to actually read anything in regard to it. I didn't find it to be that newsworthy. However, you find it to be a really good topic. Like, what is it that's so fantastic about this story? What is she saying? Outlandish stuff? Is it just getting? I don't feel like it's getting enough attention that it's on my radar. What am I missing?
Well, I don't know. I feel like this is a story that would be right up your alley. You love stuff like this, I thought. And same thing with TMZ. TMZ should be all over this. It's an affair. She's gone scorched earth on Zion after he threw a gender reveal party with his girlfriend. Apparently, the other day, she got a face tattoo with the word Zion on it. She claims.
So this is what I'm talking about. What is it that when you say she's going ham on him, in what way? What is she doing that's making it so newsworthy?
I just told you. I thought I just explained it.
Yeah, you did. My bad.
Like 138 times about Zion after he provided that gender reveal party. She claims she has sex videos of Zion that she wants to release. She initially claimed that Zion couldn't make her orgasm, which I think is completely false because there's no way you're going this scorched earth if the sex is horrible. Zion must be a beast in bed. I don't want to go into that. That's fine. I'm just saying the scorched earth and the tweets and the audacity and the crazy part of the story is what I find entertaining about it. It's what it is, Doug. It's a distraction from the Hunter Biden story.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I get it. And that's, you know, and when you brought it up, that's all I was wondering. It's like, why is it such newsworthy stuff? That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
No, you made your point. I was joking on that last time. You made your point. I didn't realize. She got a tattoo on her face of Zion after this?
Yeah, yesterday.
What's it say? Is it just got his name?
Yeah, Zion in cursive. It's on her, it's between her lip. It's on her cheek area.
Holy shit. That's going all in. That's committing yourself to the bit. This doesn't end until you break me off an amazing amount of money.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm trying to get to.
Why didn't you just say that at the beginning?
No. NBA, I have sex tapes of me and Zion, and he also has them on his trap phone, whatever that means. I don't know what a trap phone is. Then she started requesting.
Hold on. Oh, track or trap?
Trap phone. T-R-A-P, trap phone.
It just means it's his undercover phone. It's his phone that his wife doesn't know about. It's his phone that he does shady activities like get in contact with me and probably other girls that he can have sexual relations with behind his fiance, wife, girlfriend, whatever it is, behind her back. It's a trap phone.
She tweeted at one point, "Better pray I'm not pregnant too because I'm definitely late, Zion."
Oh, I did see that.
Yeah, I was with you last week in New Orleans and you couldn't tell me you had a random thought pregnant after all I've done for you. I let you fuck me so many times without condom, and this is what you do to me, a hood rat that does CPN. I don't know what CPN is.
I think it's a nurse.
But what does that mean?
And well, first of all, none of it's good. She's actually describing herself. Yes. And when she's calling her the hood rat and all of the things, you're actually, hey, you're the side bitch. You're the fucking girl on the side that he's fucking. And that's why you're upset that you just found out you're the side girl. You just found out you're the side piece and you're pissed off about it.
So the girl that's pregnant with the gender reveal, she's a CPN. I get it now. See, I need you here to interpret the tweets for me.
Yeah.
I know you're on the level of the tweets.
Yeah. I take that as a, some would say that was a dig, but that's a compliment.
No, it's a compliment. You watch the MTV shows and the Tamizas and you know this language and I'm stupid. It says, I let you spit in my mouth last week when we fucked. You could have told me you had another whore pregnant. How was you going to work moving this back to New Orleans? You think I would have found out? She got suspended from Twitter, Doug.
That's amazing. She put on Twitter, I let you spit in my mouth while we were fucking?
Yes.
Wow. She's mad. She talk about a woman scorned. Jeez. Why didn't you just say that?
I'm glad you're coming around.
This is
I can't believe I was starting to doubt myself. I was like, well, maybe this is not a Doug Murray story. And then you back on it. Thank the Lord.
You didn't tell me she was tweeting out specifics about what they do in bed. Oh, that's hilarious. I let you spit in my mouth while you fucking me. You didn't tell me that you had some thought whore pregnated?
Yeah, what does thought mean? What does T-H-O-T mean?
Come on, there's a whole song about it. Tatiana by Blueface?
Yeah.
Don't you have a music podcast? This is something...
Can you kind of explain it? Blueface, Tatiana... I don't even know. Is Tatiana the song or the artist?
Is Blueface the artist? Blueface is the artist, and the song is Tatiana. I think it's somebody that it's basically a whore, a slut. A Tatiana is somebody that's out fucking everybody who's trying to get dick down.
Dick down.
Dick down.
I don't know what do you mean dick down?
Dick down.
Why do you just keep repeating it? This is like our taboo game that one time.
Dick down. She wants to a girl, she goes out. Listen, so I'm a chick right now and I'm with all my girlfriends and we're all thoughts and we're headed out to the club. I'm like, man, girl, I don't know about you, but I'm gonna get dick down tonight. Now, I don't have any way of knowing that this is how women actually talk.
Yeah.
But in my mind, that's the way a thought would speak to another thought.
All right.
Now, so does it make sense?
Yeah, a woman who has many casual sexual encounters. I got it. That's a thought. Is it thought? Like, I thought or thought? Is it thought?
Nope. You pronounce the H.
Thought.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Are you now going to go listen to Blueface's Tatiana?
Yeah, I'll check it out.
Have you ever heard of Blueface before I just said that?
No, I've never heard that artist's name. Never. Okay. That is first. Blueface.
Tatiana, 658 million streams on Spotify.
You say 600? It's 300.
I said 300. If I didn't say three, I meant to say three.
I thought you said six. I'm looking at it right now, Tatiana. 358 million. That's crazy. That shows how out of the rap game I am. I've never heard that song or artist. He has two songs over 250 million plays on Spotify.
Blueface is a regular on TMZ, the number one source for all things news. TMZ and his girlfriend, Kresh, I think it's Krashnell, Krashell, Krushell, They are very violent towards one another. We've got okay. some great videos of on the streets of Los Angeles of Chrishell beating up Blueface all the way down the block. As they continue, they left a, I don't know if they left a club, left a restaurant. They left an establishment and she's beating his ass all the way out as they walk down the street and somebody's following them in videos, the whole thing. There's been several reports and, news stories about him beating her, she beating him. They have a very, very, very violent, volatile relationship, where she breaks everything in the house while yelling at him. He videotapes it. And then there's videos of her videotaping him being violent. But, you know, I love him. So, or I love her. And she's pregnated. Yep, she's pregnated right now. But they love each other, you know, and that's what's important. They love each other.
Love is what makes the world go round, Douglas.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Yep. So yeah, Blueface, catch up, get up. You'll probably, I'm surprised you don't see Blueface on your, Blueface is probably somebody you guys mention in passing on somebody that's on a festival bill and you all think to yourself, I don't know who that is.
That's very possible. I'm not sure he played Coachella this year.
I don't think he did, but that's okay. I don't think he's done much lately, because he's got such a negative rap.
I really wanted to get to this UFO story, but I think we got to.
I think we finished this, and maybe we do another one soon, like within the next day or two, because we've got a lot of shit to cover. That if you look at this list, we got a lot of good stuff, like the UFO story, and then how do they actually have? I don't know if you noticed, but I wrote down a story in regard to that, where they've got the. A map of the safest United States cities to live in to avoid it, just in case there's an alien invasion. And I do want to go and give you a little heads up. You are not in one of the good states. Arkansas is one of the worst states to be in under an alien invasion. Now, the question is, how the fuck does anybody know that? Well, how can they actually make a list of the best and worst places to be in an alien invasion? What are the criteria for that? How do they know? We've never had an alien invasion that we know about. How can you state what place is better or not better?
Look, surely you saw this story and there should have been some criteria.
I didn't read the story.
So you just saw the map.
I saw the headline. Okay. I saw the headline. I've let it be known that every topic, 90% of the topics that I have for this podcast that I write on our shared document, I've never actually read the story. I saw a headline and thought the headline was interesting, and so I wrote it down. Now, there's some of them on here that I've seen through time, but...
Hey, Doug, you got one of the ones I like on the Twitter. A bowling coach at SFU resigned after he had an affair with a student athlete.
What a great story.
Life is the head coach of the bowling team.
What a great story.
Yeah, that's a great story. So we definitely need to talk about that one. All right. We can try to work it in maybe sometime this week. We can try to do that.
Okay. Are you able to do another one today?
Ooh, that would be tough. It'd have to be tonight.
Okay.
I see that.
All right. Well, let's wrap it up. Thanks for listening, everybody. Will and I are going to try to get together maybe tonight, maybe tomorrow, or the next day. We've got a lot of other good stuff that we can talk about where you're going to get more bang for your buck, more variety than just 1 hour plus long story about a submersible. And we don't even actually know what a submersible is. But we did it. We talked about it for damn near over an hour. And we thank you for listening. Hopefully you've listened this long. We appreciate it. Thanks for listening to Off the Rails with Will and Doug. And we'll see you next time.
So long.
We're Doug and Will and we are off the rail, off the rail.
All right.